Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Tooth Troop. My name is Danielle, and I am so excited. I've got Angel Holland here with us today. She is the founder of Preferred Dental Solutions. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. We're so excited. I had announced that you were going to be with us today to share with us all of your expert knowledge on insurance and credentialing and all the fun things. I think the things that most people don't want to get into is the insurance gunk. So I'd love if you could just share a little bit about who you are, your background, where you came from, all that cool stuff.
Absolutely. So I'm Angela Holland. I got into dentistry on the software sales side back in 2013. So I've been in the industry for over a decade. And then I worked my way from being front desk at a dental practice doing insurance verification and checking patients in, making $15 an hour, up to being a practice manager where I worked with some of the best dentists in the industry who I still am just honored to have worked with. And then after that, I saw a real need in the industry for a qualified company that offered amazing customer service for the revenue cycle management or insurance billing piece of practice management and practice ownership. And so I created a company in 2019 called Preferred Dental Services. And I built that company up. And actually, my claim to fame is in 2023, I just sold it to a NASDAQ traded company. So really, really proud of the company I built and the services we provide. And during that time, I became a true dental insurance expert by working with dental insurance every single day. And I'm now offering insurance credentialing and fee optimization as it truly goes hand in hand with the full insurance revenue cycle piece. So that is a little bit about me. And truly, I love the dental industry. And what gets me burning inside is my passion for helping dentists win with dental insurance, honestly.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. So was the credentialing side of things, excuse me, I've got this, I'm battling this little cold right now, so I apologize for my voice. Was this the credentialing side of things always a part of Preferred, or was this something that you brought to light after the sale of the business?
Yeah, that's a great question. So actually, when I started my first company, Preferred Dental Services, I started billing and I was working 14 hours at my kitchen table doing billing on my own. And then as I continued to hire qualified billing specialists, I still had to subsidize my income and support the growth of the company. So in order to do that, I personally was doing credentialing for practices nationwide. You know, a lot of our clients were doing both billing and credentialing services or fee optimization and negotiation. And then when I sold my company, I did sign a non-compete. So although I cannot do insurance revenue cycle, I am so honored and excited about the fact that I can still do the credentialing and fee optimization because it truly is just as important with a practice.
Wonderful. So you've said two big key words, and I want to really highlight those two words. For anyone that's listening that has any type of confusion in what those might be, I work with a lot of clients on my side on the AZ Dental Solutions side of things, doing business coaching for dentists. And so a lot of times when clients come my way, they're talking about making sure that they're credentialing new associates or credentialing themselves when they're purchasing a practice. And then we also hear the fee optimization side of things. And so you just said those two things. And so I'd love if you could deep dive a little bit into the difference in what those are, because they're two very different things. And sometimes our doctors aren't really sure what it is that they need and when they need it. So if you could really just kind of explain to our listeners what those two things are, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And tell your listeners to hold on to their seats. This is super exciting. No,
I agree. Actually,
it's very exciting to people that love the dental insurance and relationships. But I know that dentists, this is something that they're not taught in dental school. And so to kind of inform you what the difference is of credentialing versus fee negotiation or fee optimization. So credentialing is when a dentist is recognized or paperwork is processed with all of your credentials, licensing, DEA, all that fun stuff, to get you recognized with a dental insurance. When you get credentialed, you could either be credentialed in network or out of network. So credentialing truly is the act of getting you recognized with a dental insurance. We do this for a lot of new grads. When you acquire a practice, when you start a practice up, that's when dental credentialing is more the term that's relevant. And then for fee optimization or fee negotiation, a couple of keywords that are going around right now would be when you're an existing owner, you're already credentialed with dental insurance. And what we do is a fee analysis. So we extract data from your practice management software, and we see what fee schedules, networks, what way to go about getting you networked with each insurance. So not credentialed because you're already recognized, but getting you networked. And what I mean by that is we could either do direct networking with a dental insurance. So for example, Delta Dental, you get contracted or networked direct with Delta Dental. It's Delta Dental will be the one to pay you. Delta Dental will be the one to provide the fee schedule. Then there's an option to go under TPAs or third-party administrators, which is also known as umbrella plans. And so that offers different fee schedules for different insurances, and it can be a very savvy way to increase your insurance revenue based on the different networks that you join. I hope that clarified it.
It did. So I think also one of the things that, again, I run into, so the question often comes my way from these doctors is when they're bringing associates into their practice or they're joining a practice, do they automatically get the same fees that are currently being paid into that practice? What is, you know, what does that look like for them when, you know, credentialing new doctors and answering some of these questions that you just went through?
Sure. So when credentialing a doctor that's joining as an associate, a lot of times we can get them, I would say 99.9% of the time, we can get them on the same fee schedule that the current operating doctor is on, because we're going to have them practice under their tax ID and group NPI as an associate. So yes, associates joining can get the same fee schedule as the existing owner. However, if you're an acquiring dentist and you're going in to purchase a practice, the selling doctor, there is some negotiation strength and stronghold with most of the time we can get them set up on the same fee schedule as the selling doctor if it's a good fee schedule. That being said, it's not guaranteed, and we will always do our best, especially if the selling doctor is going to stay on as an associate, even for a very short period of time. There's different workarounds to ensure that the new doctor, the purchasing doctor, is set up on the best fee schedule from day one.
Yeah. You just brought up another thing that we run into. You mentioned practicing under the tax ID and NPI for a practice when bringing in associate doctors. So when you're going through this credentialing fee optimization with offices, is this something that you kind of walk them through when they're having a associate, let's say, join a practice? Do you kind of walk them through the steps of, you know, do they have an NPI 2 set up in the practice? And if not, do you help them through what this looks like in navigating that to make sure that all the boxes are checked to bring in this associate doctor?
Absolutely. So we walk the practice through the process. I work hand in hand with, usually it's the office manager or insurance specialist that's in the practice, and the doctors themselves. We want to make sure that we are always encouraging proper claim handling, proper submission from the first day that the associate starts working. I cannot tell you over the years how many times I have heard, well, my lawyer said that we can submit claims under the owner doctor or the selling doctor for the first 90 days or whatever it may be. I've heard it all. And I really, we want to educate that we cannot do that. So Thank you for clarifying too, because yes, we would get the provider recognized and credentialed under that tax ID and group NPI. But until they are credentialed with insurance, they will always go under the rendering provider. So if the rendering provider is not yet credentialed, they would be reimbursed out of network fees until the credentialing processes. And realistically, the credentialing process can take anywhere from, I mean, I've seen it as quickly as 2 weeks all the way up to, you know, 9 months, just depending on the time of the year, the insurance plan. It truly is a long and tedious process, but when done properly, it can be extremely lucrative.
Yeah, I love that you brought up the, you know, the correct billing process for these doctors. I know that it's a tough thing to, you know, think like, how am I going to get revenue while, you know, waiting for billing? We're not necessarily saying on my side of things as the business coach, like, you've got to wait to bill anything. And then on the credentialing side of things, I'm certain that you're not saying like, hold off, you can't do anything. I think the more reasonable thing to do is to say, like, you absolutely can continue billing. You're just going to be billing as out of network, or you're going to be reimbursed as out of network. And what we do is we advise our clients to say, you know, you certainly can, you can accept to say to patients that you're going to still, you know, treat them as in network. So you can make some adjustments to that in network fee if that's what the patients are used to. So there's some workarounds to these things so that the patients are not feeling like, okay, this new doctor came in here and now all of a sudden my fees have changed. So there's certainly ways around that, but we suggest, just as you guys do, that we do not bill under other providers. We bill rendering providers all the time, you know, to stay within the law with billing regulation. So thank you for clarifying that for our listeners. I think that's really important.
Yes, absolutely. And we work so well with mutual clients. And I think that's because our philosophies are the same. We want to make sure they're always practicing properly and lawfully. But yes, we encourage, you know, you can honor in-network fees during that transitional period. There's so many workarounds that we dealing with insurance on a daily basis know and can encourage, and that coaches just like you, that we work hand in hand to make sure that this process is as seamless as possible and as quick as possible, so that there's no downtime, there's no lag on, you know, major reimbursement. Our goal is to make sure that these dentists are profitable as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Now, are there any insurance companies that, now I know they're out there, that we work with the credentialing process or fee negotiation process, that they've got these, you know, behind the scenes rules where we're only allowed to do things during certain timeframes, and we're only allowed to do it, you know, once every however many years? What does that look like for these dentists working through this process?
Absolutely. So there are some guidelines, and what I kind of go by with a standard rule of thumb with our credentialing and the fee negotiation clients is approximately every 24 months, you can renegotiate fees. So we take care of our clients and we'll reach back out saying, can you believe it's been 24 months? We're ready to get you negotiate these fees. You know, are you ready to proceed? But because it's not something that's glaring the practice owners or the office managers in the eye on a daily basis, it is absolutely something to, like, set your Google Calendar, something that you are ready to rate, review, and negotiate every 24 months is kind of the word of thumb. The big thing to keep in mind when credentialing is, for most insurances, you're locked in for about 2 years or 24 months. So it's important that you get credentialed and fee optimized in the early stages so that you're not losing money for anywhere from 18 months to 24 months during that time that you are locked into that contract.
Now, while insurance fees are important, are we also evaluating UCR fees in the offices, and what does that look like?
Yes, I'm so happy you mentioned it. Absolutely, we evaluate UCR fees. I work with practices on a daily basis that have not updated their UCR fees for 10, 15 years plus. And so what So what we encourage is that a practice not only evaluates their UCR fees, but raises their UCR fees by 3 to 5% on an annual basis. Now, when you come and work with Preferred Dental Solutions, we'll take care of that for you. We'll pull your UCR based on zip code, and then we let you know that, and I think you as a coach recommend the same. It's being within industry standard of like the 80 to 85% mark for UCR based on zip code.
Now, can you share a little bit about why that's so important that those fees hit that, you know, I'll say 80 to 90th percentile.
Love it.
But can you share a little bit about why that's so important to be within that mark and, you know, why we don't recommend staying at that? Sometimes we do see practices within like 40 and 50th percentile. Mm-hmm. And what is happening to that zip code or to that area when practices stay within that percent?
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that that demographic, that that location has industry standard fees that are, I love the 80 to 90, I'm all about it, that are within that percentile so that when reporting those UCR fees to insurance companies, that they will reimburse higher amounts for that entire demographic, that entire zip code. And it's super important that practices stay relevant because sometimes when a patient contacts and they truly are just price shopping, you want to be relevant within the industry standard because you're losing money if you're not within that 80 to 90th percentile. So yes, a patient may come get a crown by you, but if you're at the 40th percentile, you're losing 40 plus percent of what the practice next door is charging or down the street is charging. So it's also important during fee negotiation process, we make sure to submit those updated UCR fees as well, because that gives us negotiation leverage during that process. So having updated UCR fees and relevant UCR fees truly is a big piece of the overall puzzle for many different avenues.
Yeah. gosh, I love it. It's I think everything that you do in the industry is so valuable. And I know from the clients of mine, you guys that have worked with Angela and her team, it's created such a value in their practices. So I don't know what I would do in the practices I walk into without credentialing having gone right or fee negotiations going the way that they should. And again, it is a process. It's not like we get to snap our fingers and it's completed within, you know, 1 or 2 months. It's something that we have to work through and constantly look at updates, and we share spreadsheets and we see, you know, when things are completed and what the timeline looks like. But it's certainly something that has to get done. And so, gosh, you guys do an amazing job.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we truly are insurance experts. I say that wholeheartedly and based on experience. And we love working with coaches just like you and the AZ Dental team, because it is so important to us that the person guiding the practice and coaching the practice on practice management and ownership also has a thorough understanding and communication, direct communication with us as the credentialing and revenue cycle team to start that relationship. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Angela, share a little bit about how our listeners can get in touch with you. And I know you're going to be set up at a few of the dental conferences coming up. So share where you're going to be and where they can see you at some booths where you're going to be sponsoring these events.
Yes, we will be at the Dental Intellicon next week. That's out in Salt Lake City. I believe it starts on the 26th or 20th. Sorry, I'm getting my dates messed up. It starts on the 22nd next week in Salt Lake City, and that will be Dental Intellicon. And then we will be out in Arizona September 26th for Dr. Len Tao's event, the Supercharge Your Practice event, both of which we are sponsoring and super excited to chat with dentists, soon-to-be grads, everyone that loves teeth and loves the industry is someone that we would love to connect with and see if there's some sort of partnership, growth, whatever we can do to help support you, your clients, whatever that may look like. And then to get in touch with us, we are online, www.preferreddentalsolutions.com. You can email me directly, info@preferreddentalsolutions.com. And the same way that I drove my previous company is I give you my cell phone. I want you to contact me directly. I will provide the white glove service. My team will always take care of you. And if not, you have my number. My cell phone is 302-236-8856. Call me, text me. I'd love to connect about credentialing, fee negotiation, answer any questions you may have. And then for the Tooth Troop listeners, we want to offer a $250 discount. So if you mention the podcast or that you're working with Danielle as a client, then we will honor a $250 discount off of any service.
Yes. All right, everyone. Thank you again so much, Angela, for being with us today. All of this information for her contact will be in our show notes and on our Tooth Troop IG page, and also posted to the AZ Dental Solutions website. And Angela, thank you so much. We are so thrilled that you are with us today. I hope everyone has an amazing day, and we will talk soon.
Thank you.